Voice America, the land of the free. This is WRPW. Colfax, Bloomington Normal, USA. The Morning Rush continues with a 24-hour newsroom, Twin Cities weather, and your calls, 309-451-9299.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. I am Robert Reese. This is the Morning Rush on Cities 92.9, the news and talk of Bloomington Normal. Hey, golf around with Robert. As for you and two of your friends can go golfing with me at Ironwood Golf Course in Normal, all you got to do is listen for the cue to call later today, and we'll give away that round of golf right here on the Morning Rush on Cities 92.9. Also, on our website, we have golf tips by Ironwood Golf Pro, Craig Onsrud. And yesterday's golf tip that we posted on there is him giving me some tips with the driver. And it's amazing how just a couple little tips can straighten out your game quite a bit. So check them out from Ironwood, and you can give Ironwood a play at golfironwood.org. I'm over here at the Illinois State Fair broadcasting live. It's 55 degrees. It's going to be a high of 76 today and very nice out. And I'm going to be out here tomorrow as well for Republican Day at the fair. Joining me right now on our city's 92.9 hotline is Stephen Tucker. Stephen is, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Stephen is probably the foremost expert with Obamacare from right here in Illinois. Hey, Stephen, thanks for joining me on Cities 92.9.
Good morning. Good to be back with you, Robert.
Now, with Obamacare, everybody's talking about trying to stop Obamacare, or at least delay it by stopping the funding. Before we even get to that aspect, I want to talk about some of the delays that have already occurred with Obamacare. We have that they've delayed the mandate from corporations, then they delayed the mandate for individuals. Now there's some new delays happening. What else is going to happen, even without the Republicans being involved?
Well, we've had about 14 or 15 things that were originally part of the law as it was written that have either been delayed or repealed. The most recent, of course, that we all have probably heard of by this time is the delay of the employer mandate, where they're going to charge each employer about a $2,000 excise tax if you had 50 or more full-time employees. Then we briefly suspended the income verification because the IRS was not going to be ready to be able to verify one's income, so you would be able to fudge your income and then get a larger subsidy. Thankfully, just yesterday, the administration said that they will now be verifying all income when one goes into the exchange, so that was reinstated. And then the most offensive was the delay of members of Congress from having to purchase Obamacare-approved health insurance without the taxpayers' help. As the law was written, they were supposed to go into the exchanges like the rest of us. They did not have an exemption.
Yep.
And then they would not get any taxpayer subsidies in order to pay that, as they do now on the existing congressional health plan. Currently, we pay 75% of their health insurance for them, we the people. So they complained once they realized, you know, after they read it, that they would have to pay a lot more for health insurance.
But they realized they were going to be normal people.
That's correct. And they would have to pay dramatically more for health insurance than what they were paying on the congressional health plan. So they complained, and President Obama, via his magic wand, his magic executive fiat wand, made it possible through OPM that they now will get a 75% bailout on their Obamacare premiums, courtesy of the few, the proud, the 51% of us left in this nation paying income taxes. Yeah, so
let me ask you this, Stephen. We're talking to Stephen J. Tucker, I would say the foremost expert on Obamacare from right here in Illinois. So when it comes to Obamacare, we have all these delays that already happened. One other delay that I don't know how this is going to affect it, but we're supposed to have insurance exchanges established, and more, I don't know of any state that even has one set up yet. We know here in Illinois, our state legislature didn't finalize the details for the exchanges. Is that part of it going to be delayed as well?
We'll see how things are supposed to roll out. Illinois is very adamant that they will have their Obamacare health insurance exchange open on October 1st, so we'll see if that happens or not. It's very interesting that consumers will have very few choices in the Illinois Health Insurance Exchange because Governor Quinn expected 16 carriers to participate in the exchange, and only Six have agreed to do so. And Aetna will probably pull out before October 1st, as they just did it from California. And they pulled out from their own state that they are domiciled in the state of Connecticut. And the reason that there's only a handful of carriers in these exchanges is because if a carrier goes inside the exchange, the Obamacare legislation states that if they do, and it's an option, they don't have to, but if they do, then all products that they have already sold to consumers in 2012, 2011, et cetera, must conform to the plan design of plans inside the exchange. So that means that they will have to change their deductible design, their out-of-pocket expenses, and they'll have to add on what's called essential health benefits. And there are 10 of them. And so these are very expensive benefits that all these policies have to carry. So they have to do that by December 31st, or they have to do it upon their renewal. So unlike what the president promised, that if you like your plan, you can keep your plan and no one will take it away from you, end quote, millions of Americans will be losing their existing health insurance plans on December 31st, 2013, or upon their renewal in 2014, because those plans have to conform to the far more expensive plans inside the Obamacare exchanges. And I wonder how many Americans know that's coming.
A lot don't. And, of course, that was the big pitch from President Obama, was that, hey, you're going to be able to keep your insurance plan. It doesn't matter. If you have insurance now, you get to keep it. Nothing will change. That was the big pitch. Turns out not
right.
so much.
Not so much.
Now, when it comes to the continuing resolution that's coming up next month, we're going to have this huge budget talk and budget battle that's going to happen with, I think, a lot of different areas. But, of course, the one big focus the Republicans are already focusing on is defunding Obamacare. One, I want to get your thoughts on this, of how does that process actually go to work, and will it end Obamacare or will it just delay it?
Well, it will end Obamacare if there's no further funding allowed. For the time being, it will delay Obamacare. And that is what we're asking Americans to support us on, is to delay Obamacare by stopping funding for Obamacare. And we can do that on September 3rd, 2013. And in fact, it is our last chance to defund Obamacare. We've had plenty of opportunities, and most Republicans in Illinois, other than former Congressman Joe Walsh, voted to fund Obamacare in every continuing resolution since we had our large wins in 2010. So every time a CR would come up, beginning with House Joint Resolution on March 15th, HJ Res 48, all of our Republicans in Illinois voted to fund it, and they continued to fund it for many years, all the way up until 2013. So 2011, 2012, up until 2013. Now is our time to actually take a stand as Republicans in Illinois and stop funding for doing so. The excuses that Illinois Republican congressmen used prior to September 30th, which is the coming continuing resolution, for not stopping funding was that the president would not be reelected. So no worries there. We don't have to take a stand now. Or surely the Chief Justice, John Roberts, will not vote for this legislation. He'll strike it down. So we really don't have to take a stand now. We'll just fund Obamacare in this continuing resolution. So they kept funding it. Those excuses are over. This is the last chance to stop funding for Obamacare. So what is happening is Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, has put together an amendment to the coming continuing resolution. And all it states is that we will line item every single thing that needs to be funded through the normal functions of government, every entitlement, even ones we don't like, payment for seniors, Social Security, Medicare, military payments, everything, except for Obamacare. And that is because at this juncture, Congress has now been essentially waived. The unions have now been waived, and actually have held a waiver since 2010. And big business has now been waived because they don't have to pay the fine. So the only people it's still good enough for are we the people. So we want our own waiver, and the only way to get that is to stop funding on September 30th, 2013, in the next continuing resolution.
We're talking to Stephen J. Tucker here on the Morning Rush on Cities 92.9, the news and talk of Bloomington Normal, talking about Obamacare. One last real quick question. I only have less than a minute, actually. And that is, you know, a lot of people say, all you conservatives do is just complain about Obamacare. You guys don't have any other options. No better solutions, you know. And so if we get rid of Obamacare, we'll be left with nothing. What would be your thoughts? You know, because I know you study Obamacare like crazy. You know more about it than anybody else I know. If you said, okay, if Obamacare is gone, what would be the better option?
Well, there are multiple options. We've proposed them over the last few years, the Republican Party. Unfortunately, Senator Reid will not let these options, these bills that we have passed, come to the floor for a vote. But there are many options, keeping people on their health insurance plans, portability for all health insurance plans, not just group plans, as was done in 1996 HIPAA law, but individual plans as well, so that there are no more pre-existing conditions, which Congress created in 96. Portability across state lines, health savings account, et cetera. There are many, many options. Since we have a minute left, I want to make sure that everyone attending the state fair down there gets a hold of Senator Mark Kirk, who will be there today. And he signed on to Senator Mike Lee's pledge not to fund Obamacare, and 24 hours later decided to pull his name off that list. So please, everyone at the fair down there, ask Senator Kirk why he withdrew his support for Senator Mike Lee, and ask him respectfully but firmly to please rejoin that effort, as well as all of our congressmen in Illinois, Congressman Roskam, Schock, Kinzinger, Shimkus. All of them have not signed on to the pledge. The only one that has is Congressman Randy Holgren, and we need their support.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen, what's your website if somebody wants to keep up with all your efforts pertaining to Obamacare? How can people access that?
That would be truthaboutobamacare.com.
Pretty simple. Truthaboutobamacare.com. Stephen, thanks for joining me on Cities 92.9.
Thank you, sir.